Is the measure of success on social media equivalent to the number of likes on a post? If that is the case, why is Instagram testing out the removal of like counts? On July 17th, Instagram tweeted out that they are currently running a test that hides the total number of likes and video views for some people in the following countries: Australia, Brazil, Canada, Ireland, Italy, Japan, and New Zealand. To date, that tweet has over 7,500 comments, 25,000 retweets, and over 89,000 likes. This initial assessment allows me to evaluate the validity of this tweet. So how does Instagram assume that companies specifically will be able to monitor their Instagram impact without these numbers? Dare I say we may actually go back to the days of authentic marketing and focus on the social in social media marketing? For those impacted by the removal of likes and video counts, what individuals are now seeing is text that says, "This post was liked by," directly under the image or video. The assumption here is that this will foster a true social experience and build community. Facebook Australia and New Zealand Director of Policy said in a statement, "The goal is that users feel less judged and to see whether this change can help people focus less on likes and more on telling their story." This leads me to believe that Instagram may be using the mental health support angle as a way to boost Instagram stories and increase paid marketing to support post interactions and engagement. This would seem plausible since Instagram said the tests would not affect measurement tools for businesses. Plus, users can actually see the list of people who like other people's content by just clicking into it. So is this test actually removing pressure or increasing it? Thank you for joining me on today's Social Minute.